Certainly one of the great operatic overtures, or any kind of overture, in all of music. The overture to The Marriage of Figaro, Le Nozze di Figaro, by Mozart, of course, and a performance here by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris. Heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. And The Marriage of Figaro is our topic for the hour because the Midwest Institute of Opera is essentially giving its one and only full production of its third season 2 weekends hence, on Sunday, July 28th, and then Tuesday, July 30th. So that's really a weekend and then a couple of days later. And we have a few of the cast members with us on the program today to give us a live preview. We also have one of the artistic directors who joined us how many weeks ago now, Tracy?
Just two weeks ago,
mm-hmm. Really. Tracy Cook is co-artistic director with her husband, John, of the Midwest Institute of Opera, which, as I said, is in its third season. And she was the star of Aida not long ago for a concert production.
Yes.
Which was, I said, this was the one full production this season. It's, you know, it's not like it's a full-blown summer operatic season. How was Aida?
It went very well. And we have all the singers today were a part of it as well. It was a blessing to do. It was a really nice work.
What was your turnout like?
Pretty good, pretty good. We had a lot of community members, a lot of people who come to our operas already, and it was very, very good turnout, and was received very well. Lots of positive feedback, lots about the performance. So yes, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and it was a pleasure to have you all on the show last time. Well, we had different y'alls on the show last
yes,
time.
Yes, different people.
Except
yes,
Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy was here. She didn't end up singing. I was very disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you will hear me eventually. You will.
Thank you for that promise, and I will hold you to it.
Hold me to it.
Yeah, so Marriage of Figaro is the second in sequence of the Figaro operas, sort of, or Figaro plays, I guess would be more accurate. Beaumarchais, the playwright, and then Mozart, of course, wrote The Marriage of Figaro before Rossini wrote The Barber of Seville. But
yes.
Chronologically,
the
Barber of Seville
mm-hmm. yeah. is the first.
What happens there precedes what happens in The Marriage of Figaro.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And the two stories on the complex side.
Oh, to say the least.
But both certainly comedies and mistaken identities, some of them intentional, and et cetera, et cetera. Kind of like to set up the first story.
The first story.
As in The Barber of Seville. Have you been involved with that?
I have been involved, yes.
The person speaking, by the way, I haven't introduced yet, although she's been in this show many times, Kara Chowning, who is one of the coaches for this production, and you also conducted the recent production of Aida.
Threepenny
Opera at the University of Illinois, mm-hmm. and has been involved as a coach there for some time. So what happens in The Barber of Seville that's a setup for
okay.
this?
Okay, let's make a long story short. Basically,
we only have an hour.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So Rosina, the lovely Rosina, is the ward of Don Bartolo. And
Dr. Bartolo.
Dr. Bartolo, exactly, in The Barber of Seville. And he wants to marry her. She, of course, has no interest in him.
Because he's old,
yeah. Exactly. Meanwhile, comes along this mysterious gentleman who serenades her from her window. And, of course, the couple falls madly in love. Bring in Figaro, who's the barber, jack of all trades in the town. If you need anything, you go to Figaro. He's the matchmaker, he does it all. So enter Figaro to assist in this matchmaking process. Of course, they have their ups and downs throughout the opera. A couple of other side characters, Basilio, the music teacher, actually the maid,
Berta?
Who's Berta, who resembles Marcellina but is a different person in Mozart's piece. But anyway, they do end up happily married couple, and it turns out that the secret lover is indeed Count Almaviva. So not only does she get the man she loves, he's a count, and she gets to become the countessa. So now, fast forward a few years down the road into their marriage, and we meet Mozart's piece here, where unfortunately, the hot blood, you know, of the young Almaviva is not so running for his wife.
It's still running,
but not,
unfortunately, her.
Not for poor Rosina.
Yeah.
Contessa. Now he's interested in Susanna, who is to be the bride of Figaro.
And she is a servant.
Yes. So Beaumarchais, in the play, sets up this wonderful satire of the aristocracy, so, you know, the count, and then, you know, of a couple at that level, and the couple of the servants, Susanna and Figaro. And in the midst of this comedy and this, you know, that story, there is, of course, an opportunity to make some jives at that higher class. The count does not come out as a good figure in this piece until the end, when Rosina finally, you know, forgives him and all is well
and
at the end of this opera.
And he mends his ways for
exactly.
at least the duration of yes. one of the rest
yes.
of one of.
Yes.
Is there a third? There's no third.
There is a third.
Is there
fact,
a third?
The Carigliano.
Yep. The
Ghost of
Versailles
is
mm-hmm.
in fact the third. Where actually Cherubino, right? And
the Countess have a child.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes just went large. You couldn't see
yeah.
that. That's what they just reacted to, I suppose. As large as they ever did, anyway. Okay. Well, so anybody who followed that, congratulations and thank you.
Yay! It's like an episode of Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It is. It really is.
So thanks, Kara.
Sure.
That was really good. It took you 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
To encapsulate two rather complex operas, very complex operas, and very funny operas, and marvelously creative, and so on. So the lead characters of this one are?
So we have Figaro, who is the servant to the count, Susanna, who is the servant of the Contessa, and then, of course, the count, and Contessa, formerly Rosina. Yeah.
And then everybody else.
And then from there yeah. we have Cherubino, who is sort of the adolescent, sort of lovesick diversion, I think, of the story.
Like a page boy.
Yes, page boy, mm-hmm. and who gets himself, although it's a she, it's one of the
generally
infamous
plays by a girl.
Pants
yeah.
roles. So, secondary love interest and complicating the plot in several instances. We also now have also Marcellina and Bartolo, who have come back and actually want their money for all debts that Figaro supposedly owes them, and really they don't want the marriage to happen. So many people don't want the marriage to happen.
What is the marriage between
Figaro and Susanna?
And Susanna.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have in the studio with us, in addition to Kara and Tracy, we have one of the Figaros.
Hello.
We're looking at the wrong person here. Anthony Gulo. He'll be playing the role on Sunday the 28th.
Yes.
And then Kyle Connor, not with us today, will be playing it on Tuesday the 30th. We also have with us John Ramsayer, who will be playing Don Basilio on both days.
Correct.
I don't know how you got that monopoly, but congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Be special.
My pleasure.
And then Christy Duffer, who will be playing the role on neither day unless something happens.
Correct.
Because she is understudying for Libby, does she say Jankowski? Or
yes.
Something like that. And Lisa Nair.
Nair.
Mm-hmm. Libby on the 28th and Lisa on the 30th. And don't want anything to happen to those two, but in the meantime, Christy is here. She's yes. understudying the role of Cherubino. What do you want to start with? Because we have a lot of arias to sing, mm-hmm. if we can. And where does this fit in the story? Are we starting at the beginning of the story?
We're starting at the beginning of the story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the opera starts off, and our production is a modernized version. Will be taking place in Washington, D.C. in 1950s. It's kind of a madman take. Mm-hmm. The Count is a Washington diplomat, and Figaro is his valet.
Washington diplomats, very easy to make fun of.
Oh, totally. Yes. Well, that's what's so great about Mozart.
I'm just stating a fact. This is not a political comment.
Not at all. That's what's so great about Mozart. It's so easily to change time periods because what's happening in each story of his operas are so classic. So we meet Figaro and Susanna, and they're getting ready for they're measuring where their wedding bed will go. Okay, essentially, and basically, he's talking to Susanna about how he sees the Count is making advances towards her, and how he doesn't like it, and that he is going to outwit the Count and fool him, so that he doesn't basically, essentially, you know, take his fiancée. So this will be the first aria from the opera. Se vuol ballare.
Anthony Gullo as Figaro with Kara Chowning at the keyboard here on Live and Local.
Bravo, signor padrone. Ora incomincio a capir il mistero e a veder schietto tutto il vostro progetto. A Londra è vero, voi ministro, io corriero, e la Susanna. Secreta ambasciatrice, non sarà, non sarà, Figaro il dice. Se vuol ballare, signor contino, se vuol ballare, signor contino, il chitarrino le suonerò. Il chitarrino le suonerò, sì, le suonerò, sì, le suonerò. Se vuol venire nella mia scuola, la capriola le insegnerò. Se vuol venire mia scuola, la capriola, le insegnerò, sì, le insegnerò, sì, le insegnerò. Saprò, 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 ma piano. Piano, 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 piano. Meglio ogni arcano dissimulando scoprir potrò. L'arte schermendo, l'arte roprando, di qua pungendo, di là scherzando, tutte le macchine rovescerò, rovescerò. L'arte schermendo, l'arte roprando, di qua pungendo, di là scherzando, tutte le macchine rovescerò, tutte le macchine rovescerò, tutte le macchine rovescerò, rovescerò, rovescerò. Se vuol ballare, signor contino, se vuol ballare, signor contino, il chitarrino le suonerò, il chitarrino le suonerò, sì, le suonerò, sì, le suonerò.
Anthony Gulo in the role of Figaro from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, which is being put on by the Midwest Institute of Opera for two performances coming up on Sunday the 28th and Tuesday the 30th at the Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of Illinois State University in Normal. Kara Chowning is at the keyboard here in our studio on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. I know that the mission of the Midwest Institute of Opera is to give opportunities to generally younger singers.
Mm-hmm. Emerging artists.
Emerging artists, who may or may not be younger, I suppose.
Exactly, because, yep, it depends on your voice type and how you mature.
And when they get started.
Exactly.
And where they are and so on. So where'd you find these people?
Well, these lovely people actually live in the area. They're local. Mm-hmm. Anthony, you're from Flanagan?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. John Ramsayer is from Pontiac.
That's right.
And Miss Christy Duffer here, our mezzo, is from Bloomington, Normal. So they're actually in the area.
And have been or are going to school in the area? Or
yes. Both Christy
elsewhere?
And John are at ISU. And Anthony, he's just special.
Yeah, I attended undergrad at Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm from Flanagan. I've lived there for my whole life. So I moved back to the area after college.
Why are you speaking as if you're embarrassed by this?
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
You've obviously never been to Flanagan.
No.
I'm
kidding. I meant the Carthage College part.
No.
Yeah, okay.
It's just that I'm different.
No. Anthony was a surprise. He came into auditions because we hold auditions in New York City, in Chicago, and Bloomington, and then by CD. So when he walked in and he started singing, I was like, and where are you from? And he's like, Flanagan. I almost fell off my chair.
I don't even know where Flanagan is, I have to say.
It's by Pontiac.
By near Pontiac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, to have such amazing local talent to pull from, this is great. It just made my day. So I'm sure Anthony is going to be going some very special places. He's working very hard, and he's pursuing a career in opera. So it's great. I'm really glad to have him as part of our team.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And Kara, by the way, what are you going to be doing? Coming soon. Do you have any idea? What are you planning to do? Wanting to do
in my future?
Yeah.
Oh well, I am. I did join the faculty of the U of I this fall as the principal coach in the opera department.
Yay!
Meaning this coming fall?
This last fall. And
I guess I didn't know that. Yet,
and I'm
right.
staying on at least for another year.
Yay.
While
you find a new opera director.
Exactly. You know. Yes. That's a whole nother.
Yeah.
That's a whole
nother
topic. We won't go there today.
Right now.
So, yeah.
No, I was curious, and I'd actually forgotten that. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
on that particular role. Who's next, and where does this come in the story?
So after this beautiful aria, we then meet Cherubino. Susanna is left by herself, and basically Cherubino is in love with the Contessa. He has a teenage hormonal lust for the Contessa. I mean, she's much older than he is. And this aria, the next aria, Non So Più, is about this passion. And that's why the music is so lively and up. It's very tormented, because as teenagers, we all have that hormonal changes going on, and you're just learning about, you know, who you are as a person, and learning about girls if you're a boy, and learning about boys if you're a girl. So that's what the song is about.
Okay, and in the role of Cherubino, again, this is what they call a pants role, meaning a woman playing a man. That was quite common. Does it still happen much?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Does it still?
Oh, yes.
In newer, more recent
composers,
operas?
Composers, yes.
Still do? Okay.
In newer works?
In some newer works. It depends.
Not as much.
But now and then. Okay, well, anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Christy Duffer. Christy Duffer as Cherubino here on Live and Local.
Non so più cosa son, cosa faccio, ho di fuoco corazon, non di ghiaccio. Ogni donna cangia di colore, ogni donna mi fa palpitar, ogni donna mi fa palpitar, ogni donna mi fa palpitar. Sono ai nomi d'amor di delitto, di colore, ogni donna mi fa palpitar, ogni donna mi fa palpitar, ogni donna mi fa palpitar. Parlo d'amor vegliando, parlo d'amor sognando, all'acqua, all'ombra, ai monti, ai fiori, alle erbe fonti, all'eco, all'aria, ai venti. Che il suon dei bagni accenti portano via con sé.
Christy Duffer as Cherubino from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. Here on Live and Local, Kara Chowning at the keyboard. I don't say piano because it is a keyboard, but often sounds very nice, and Kara's played it so many times that she has figured out, I think, how to negotiate this instrument. And the Midwest Institute of Opera presenting The Marriage of Figaro on the 28th and 30th of July, so coming up rather soon, about 10 days or so, a little more than that, I guess. And Tracy Marie Cook is with us. She is one of the two artistic directors, the co-artistic directors of Midwest Institute of Opera, along with her husband, John. And John, a professor at ISU.
Yes.
On
the vocal faculty.
The vocal faculty. Mm-hmm. However, the stars, as it were, the directorial stars, as it were, for this production both come from New York.
Yes.
You
want
to talk about them a little bit?
Yes. We have with us for our third year, Joshua Green from the Metropolitan Opera in New York. He's the primary coach there. This will be his third production with us. And he's our conductor. And then Beth Greenberg, who is our director. And she's primarily, she directs all over the world. But she's basically known for a lot of stuff with the New York City Opera. So, yeah.
And how did you manage to land those folks?
Well, they were my contacts. I have worked, actually, I have never worked formally with Beth. So this is our first time. She will be a new member of our staff. But she was on a recommendation from our director last year, James Marvell. And I've seen some of her work, and it's just beautiful. So I'm really excited to work with her. But Joshua Green and I have worked together before on previous productions. So I definitely wanted him to come and use his expertise in my company, because I respect his work so much, and he's so knowledgeable.
And part of the experience, an enormous part of the experience for the emerging artists, as you put it.
Yes. Some are already professionals.
Often the younger singers, is to work with the coaches like Kara and like Jeffrey Peterson.
Yes, Welch, Dr. Joe Welch, another one of our coaches.
Yeah. And then of course, also with folks like Joshua Green and Beth Greenberg.
Yes, and that's a great way to make contacts for the future for their careers. And that's where our goal is to have emerging artists get that experience, and then also get those contacts in the business.
And have Green and Greenberg arrived yet, or are they still to come?
No, they will be arriving on Thursday and Friday. So, and then rehearsals begin on Friday.
Okay. So the production hasn't actually started rehearsing as a production yet.
But no.
So far, coaching individual arias and choruses and whatnot. Are there any choruses? No choruses.
They're very minimal.
Yes. But very entertaining.
Yes.
But ensemble numbers and all that stuff.
Amazing ensemble numbers.
Yes.
But none of that coaching has started yet.
No.
We don't. We all come together on Friday, really, for the first official
exactly.
day.
So what's going on all this rehearsal. Time?
What's going on now? All that background work, getting together the costumes and the set pieces and the props. And in the opera world, in some companies, the operas are put together very quickly. People come with their music and everything memorized. And then they come together and they work with the director and the conductor and then they put it together. So the process happens, our production happens in 10 days. It's very intense, very fast. And like I said, everybody comes with their stuff ready to go. So it's just tweaking it and then putting it together all together. So
what's mostly going on right now is that the cast is continuing to learn their own.
Exactly. Right. They learn it on their own.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of Skype rehearsals with Susanna, the woman I'm playing Susanna with, you know, opposite of. But really, that's the extent of it so far.
And we've been kind of spending our summers just, you know, working on that. And even if we're in other shows and things like that, we just constantly have our Figaro scores on us, and we're always looking at it, always, you know, learning. It's not even the arias that is the hard part to memorize. It's the recitatives, which is the sort of the speaking of the story instead of just the emotional expressions throughout the opera.
The dialogue per se.
The dialogue.
Where the action happens.
Where the story comes
exactly.
across.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's been, you know, a lot of fun and a big challenge, especially for, you know, being emerging artists, you know, we're used to it, and so we have to sort of just drop us in, and we're doing it, and it's an incredible experience.
And for being mostly in a void too, just yourself at the piano by yourself. I mean, nobody to bounce the Italian off of, and, which is kind of difficult at times.
That will come. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that things could be worse or better depending on your point of view. I just read today about a children's musical theater company that I guess goes around and auditions kids, say at 10 o'clock in the morning, kids meaning kids, and in this case for Secret Garden, and they announce the cast at noon.
That's right.
And they start rehearsing 15 minutes later.
I'm familiar with that
group. And they put it together like in 3 days.
It's actually amazing. My stepson was a part of it. I think it's
is
the Missoula Children's Theater.
It is. Theater. That's
yes.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a really great thing. And the production is wonderful at the end. So they only had 3 days. Think about us. We're going to have 10.
That's right.
So it's plenty of time to put together a four-act opera, you know?
Yeah.
Come on. So that's a really great company as well.
Okay, well, we heard the speaking voice just now of John Ramsayer. We heard a while ago, but we haven't heard him sing yet in the role of Don Basilio. Are you next?
I can be.
He can be next, of course. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
In this aria, In Quegli Anni, well, Basilio, he's a music teacher. He works for the Count, and he's just kind of a slime ball. You know, he enters the room and people cringe. He's that kind of a person. Yeah, and he takes pride in knowing everything. He's kind of an instigator in the story. And, this aria, he's having a conversation with Bartolo about how Figaro is so upset and he can't control his emotions about the whole situation. And he tells the story about how when he was younger, he let his emotions control him. But ever since then, he's realized, you know, that you have to, you know, just play it cool. And then the story kind of just goes off rails. And he's talking about how he found this donkey skin. And the moral of the story is that as long as you have a donkey skin, you'll be all right. So.
No.
Thus the
donkey
story.
Skin?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true, the marriage of Figaro.
Okay, fine. Well, here
just,
we go.
Just take it how it is, you know? Don't ask questions.
And what's Italian for donkey skin?
Manto d'asino.
Again?
Manto d'asino.
Manto d'asino. Okay, fine. I won't remember that, but I was just at least curious. John Ramsayer is Don Basilio with, again, Cara Channing at the keyboard from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart.
quegli anni in cui val poco la malpratica ragion. Ebbi anch'io lo stesso fuoco, fui quel pazzo cor non son, fui quel pazzo cor non son, che col tempo e coi perigli donna flemma capito, e i capricci ed i puntigli dalla testa mi cavò, dalla testa mi cavò. Presso un piccolo abituro se con lei mi trasse un giorno, e togliendo giù dal muro del pacifico soggiorno una pelle di sommaro, di sommaro, di sommaro, prendi, disse, o figlio caro, o figlio caro. Poi disparve, mi lasciò, poi disparve, mi lasciò, mentre ancor tacito guardò quel dono, mentre ancor guardò quel dono, il ciel s'annuvola, rimpomba il tuono, mi sta la grandine, scroscia la piova, scroscia la piova. Ecco le membra coprirmi giova col manto d'asino che mi donò, col manto d'asino che mi donò. Finisce il turbine, ne fo due passi, che fiera orribile di ansia me fassi. Già già mi tocca l'ingorda bocca, già di difendermi speme nono, speme nono, speme nono. Ignobile del mio vestito tolse alla belva e sì l'appetito, che disprezzandomi, che disprezzandomi si rinselvò, si rinselvò. Così conoscere mi fa la sorte, conte, pericoli, vergogna e morte. Col cuoio d'asino fuggir si può, conte, pericoli, vergogna e morte. Col cuoio d'asino fuggir si può, col cuoio d'asino fuggir si può, col cuoio d'asino fuggir si può, fuggir si può, fuggir si può.
John Ramsayer in the role of Don Basilio from Act 4. So this is pretty much towards the end of the opera.
Mm-hmm.
And this going on. And you don't sound like somebody who would be particularly slimy.
I appreciate that, Mr.
You
Kelly.
Don't know him. On a personal level. I'm going to stop joking. I'm joking. I'm joking.
I quit, Tracy.
No. Oh, gosh.
You sound like a very nice fellow.
Oh,
so,
thank you. Wow. Thank you.
He's in heaven. He loves you.
I do.
All I mean is you might want to work on your nasty, on your slimy side.
Oh, okay.
There. Yeah.
Noted. Turn the slime up a notch.
Turn it up a notch.
Well, actually, you know, it's one of the things I'm curious about when you're putting together a production like this, which you rehearse in a very short period of time. And so the vast majority of the preparation you do on your own, which happens anyway in music all the time, whether you're an instrumentalist or a singer. How do you deal with issues like, Anthony, you said earlier, figuring out the Italian? I mean, you've had Italian coaching at some point, but you're on your own until...
Well, I mean, I do have weekly private lessons with John Cook. Actually,
as well as I do.
Yeah,
Me as well.
Yeah.
all of us.
And so,
so that helps.
Yeah. So that, you know, it's a weekly sort of, oh, no, you're saying that wrong, you know. Okay. And, you know, we'll go through it. And.
But then also issues of character. You know, I mean, right. I said that sort of facetiously, but let's say Beth comes in and she says, you are much too nice. Is it just as easy as that when the director comes, or, you know, if
you... No, it's kind of like any kind of stage production, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we're all, you know, we're opera singers, but we're also actors, too. So, right. I mean, if I was to go in and she doesn't like what I'm doing, you know, I'm going to do my darndest to change it right there on the spot.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know,
it's just a shorter time frame to flesh it out.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I mean, having seen it from both sides of the equation, it's always great when singers bring in as much as they can, you know, I mean, and I, if I'm coaching somebody who's going to go away to do a role, that's something we talk about, and I say, you mm-hmm. know, so I talk about it both musically and dramatically, well, you know, you could do it this way, maestro might want this, they might want a breath this way, but you need to be flexible for what mm-hmm. this particular production will want. Same thing with your character, you're going to sing better if you're committed to what you're singing about and to be involved in those issues, but you know, the director might have a different idea. So that's how, when we do all get to come together, that's where kind of the fun begins and where hopefully we see what Joshua and Beth will ultimately want
Very
and how they'll shape the yes. The whole yeah. piece. Yeah.
So yeah. what you, Kara, and Jeffrey, and there's a third coach, right?
Joe.
Are doing right now is preparing them for possibilities as much as anything.
I think that's a good way of describing what we do. Mm-hmm. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And making
the more
sure that,
you that
they
bring,
have the, every you know that the ducks are all in the row, that the Italian is correct, accurate, you know, in terms of from a musical standpoint, but also being prepared, yes, to be open to new ideas.
Yeah. And you guys just make sure you know your notes and you know your words and mm-hmm. you basically and as much of the background as you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, do the research.
Yeah,
and the more tricks you have in your bag, the more deep the character becomes.
And the more flexible, more easily you'll be able to do what's asked of you once you get in. Get
exactly.
on stage, as it were.
Yes.
It's live and local on FM 90.9. We're talking about the upcoming production of The Marriage of Figaro by the Midwest Institute of Opera. It's going to be happening on the Illinois State University campus in Normal on the 28th and 30th. We'll give you details again coming up. But on FM 90.9, our evening concert tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll be running the third Beethoven Fest in Bonn program from Deutsche Welle Radio. Esa-Pekka Salonen will conduct the Philharmonia Orchestra in Beethoven's 4th and 6th symphonies. Also on the program, Joseph Fibb's 2012 composition, Rivers to the Sea. So that mixed in with on the Beethoven Festival on our evening concert tonight at 7 here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Talk. We should have some more singing. Who is
yes.
going? Are we gonna come back into the sequence here? Or what would you like to do?
Yeah,
we can
sure.
get back to the sequence with
yeah.
a little...
Non più andrai. Tell us... Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what's happening here, Anthony.
Absolutely. So, I've come into the room. Carabino is there. The Count is there. Susanna's there. Basilio is there, I do believe. And
yes.
yeah, sure, I'm there. and the Count has just told Carabino that he is going to now be an officer in his regiment because he done made the Count angry.
Yeah.
And so.
Because he likes his wife, he's
right.
having he's because
yeah.
Carabino,
and the Count's not exactly happy about that. But I'm not exactly happy with the Count because he wants
Susanna,
my fiance. This aria is me sort of having a little bit of fun with the young boy Carabino, telling him all the things that he's not going to have now that he's going off to be an officer in the military.
So you sort of just. Taking your frustration out on this poor kid?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. But I've also just told him, hey, don't leave until we talk.
Okay.
In private.
Things will get worked out.
He's looking for a...
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very lighthearted, yeah. just sort of, you know, let's have a little bit of fun here.
And things will get worked
yeah.
out in the end.
Right.
It's a Mozart comedy after all.
Exactly.
Non piandrai farfallone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, delle belle turbando il riposo, Narciso e tuo aroncino d'amor. Delle belle turbando il riposo, Narciso e tuo aroncino d'amor. Non più avrai questi bei pennacchini, quel cappello leggero e galante, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante, quel vermiglio donnesco color, quel vermiglio donnesco color. Non più avrai quei pennacchini, quel cappello, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante. Non piandrai farfallone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, delle belle turbando il riposo, Narciso e tuo aroncino d'amor. Delle belle turbando il riposo, Narciso e tuo aroncino d'amor. Tra guerrieri può far baco, gran mustacchi stretto sacco, schioppo in spalla, scialbra al fianco, collo dritto, muso franco, un gran casco, un gran turbante, molto onor, poco contante, poco contante, poco contante. Ed invece del fandango, una marcia per il fango, per montagne e per faloni, con le nevi e soglioni, al concerto di tromboni, di bombarde e di cannoni, che le palle in tutti i tuoni all'orecchio fan fischiar. Non più avrai quei pennacchini, non più avrai quel cappello, non più avrai quella chioma, non più avrai quell'aria brillante. Non piandrai farfallone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, delle belle turbando il riposo, Narciso e tuo aroncino d'amor. Delle belle turbando il riposo, Narciso e tuo aroncino d'amor. Cherubino alla vittoria, alla gloria militar, cherubino alla vittoria, alla gloria militar, alla gloria militar, alla gloria militar.
That last little orchestra gesture, as it were, is sort of almost like a signature.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Like, we end this song, and now on with the action.
Yeah.
You know? Kara Channing at the keyboard, Anthony Gullo in the role of Figaro, the barber and servant in this. Are you still a barber?
I'm sure he still has his barber's license, yeah.
It was revoked after the last opera.
Wow. Well. Yeah, I think that's part of the services he performs for the count and people in the service of the count.
Good thing the count hasn't seen Sweeney Todd.
I was going to say that.
He wouldn't act quite the way he's acting.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the Midwest Institute of Opera's production of Le Nozze di Figaro, or The Marriage of Figaro, that we're previewing here, and you mentioned Tracy Cook earlier, Tracy, one of the artistic directors, that this is going to be set in Washington, D.C. in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was that?
I think it was Beth's idea. That's our director.
Beth
but
Greenberg.
Also, I as we were talking about what we wanted to do last year, this year, I go, wouldn't it be really cool to set it in like the time of Mad Men? Like he's kind of like, you know, this big wig, you know, in control, and you know, there's all this intrigue going on. And actually, our poster is a the Mad Men, the man sitting in the couch with a cigarette, looking at the bride and the women. So I just thought it would be a really interesting time, period. So it was a joint effort to come up with that time period. Like I said, you can do Mozart in any time period, and it will work because the music and the themes are so timeless. So that's why we chose that time period. So I guess it was kind of me. I just wanted to do a Mad Men theme.
And she needed convincing or not really?
Oh, no. I thought she thought it was a great idea. And then she went with it and took it and made it even bigger because she's the director. And
so when one does something like this, you know, you're going from Italy, well, actually Spain
Seville.
Is where this is set, even though it's in Italian. You move it to Washington, D.C. You don't change the names like Figaro and all that stuff.
No.
You know. Although I suppose one could.
Oh, if they were doing it, if we were doing it in English, maybe we could change a few things. But you know what? We keep the music true to its form. And we're very pure about the music and about the characters and what's going on. But you know, when it comes to the visual aspects of it, the time period, the costumes, the set, you can have a lot of fun with that within that box, and that's why we're able to do it in the 1950s.
July 28th and 30th are the production dates. At Illinois State University for this opera. I think we want to get in two more arias.
I would love to if we can.
Especially, and this next one, are we going to hear Cherubino again?
Yes, we are.
This is another famous one. And what's the context here? Christy, you want to set it up?
Yeah, of course. Cherubino he's recognizing these new feelings that he has of kind of how Tracy was saying, you are feeling new hormonal changes in your adolescence, and so he's kind of starting to realize it that he has a crush on the La Contessa, who is much older than him, and he's very confused, but at the same time, he is confident that he has feelings for her. Susanna sees a moment that he can sing this song that he wrote for her and have this opportunity, and so he starts out the song very timid, and he's singing this song to her because he has a free moment. The count isn't around. It's just him, Susanna, and she's accompanying him with the guitar and him. And so he starts out very nervous and is saying, you know what love is, and I'm figuring this out, and I can tell you what I'm feeling. And as soon as he keeps going, she's starting to be more interested, and so by the end of the song he repeats what he's saying, but he leaves with more of a confidence.
Okay, Christy Duffer in the role of Cherubino. She's understudying the role for this production, and Kara Chowning, one of the coaches, is at the keyboard.
Thank you.
vitre tremo senza saper. Non trovo pace notte né dì, ma pur mi piace languir così. Voi che sapete che cosa è amor, donne vedete sì.
Christy Duffer as Cherubino from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, with Kara Chowning at the piano. Here on Live and Local, live in our studio on FM 90.9, the production opens, there are just two performances, on Sunday, July 28th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and finishes on Tuesday, July 30th at 7:30 p.m., both performances at Illinois State University's Center for the Performing Arts in the Concert Hall. Tickets are available at the door or at the CPA ticket office, which you can call at area 309-438-2535. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. And so our last aria is one that you're only going to get to hear here. Right?
Oh, no, that was Basilio's aria.
We heard that one already.
Yes.
Oh, that was yours. I thought there was another one.
Oh, that was. We have two selections. You can do another selection from Le Note di Figaro, or we can do something from Magic Flute. So you can choose. The reason why we brought the Magic Flute, we did that as our first introductory production was the Magic Flute.
And I was in there.
And he was Tamino. So I thought that we could offer that as well. So it depends on what you would like to hear today.
Oh, goodness.
Because we could leave the last aria from the Figaro,
yeah.
Come hear it, and enjoy.
And you should definitely come on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
That's his cast.
Well, we should say that. That's right.
If but you the Tuesday cast is lovely, too.
Yes.
If you do want to hear Anthony as Figaro, you can only do it on Sunday. Very good.
That's correct.
You know? I mean, that's fair enough. Somebody could be going to the show because they heard Anthony, let's say. And they could go on Tuesday and hear Kyle and probably not be disappointed. But
no, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, Kyle. So who would be singing what from the Magic Flute?
I would be singing Die Spieltnis ist bezaubernd schön from Magic Flute. And it's about the time in the opera when Tamino, the lead, he sees Pamina's picture for the first time, and he's holding the picture in his hand, and he's just saying how beautiful she is, and he's instantly fallen in love with her.
It's a marvelous aria, and it's John Ramsayer, in this case, in the role of Tamino from The Magic Flute, which you will not hear this weekend at all unless you put it on a record player.
Bildnis ist bezaubernd schön, wie noch kein Auge je gesehen. Ich fühl es, wie dies Götterbild mein Herz mit neuem Erregung fühlt, mein Herz mit neuer Regung fühlt. Dies etwas kann ich zwar nicht nennen, doch hier wie Feuer brennen, soll die Empfindung Liebe sein.
Empfindung, Liebe sein. Ja, ja, die Liebe ist so.